It's Friday, May 10, and here are the week's news headlines from sunburylife.au. My name is Steve Hart. Hume City ratepayers will foot the entire $500,000 bill for repairs to the heated indoor swimming pool at the Sunbury Aquatic and Leisure Centre after the council's insurance claim was denied. Leaking pipes forced the council to close the indoor pool early last year, saying repairs would cost $45,000. But the bill rose to $525,000. Council said it put in an insurance claim to Berkshire Hathaway to cover the cost, but the claim was denied. Lawyers costing $6,500 advised the council to abandon its claim. And the Sunbury Aquatic and Leisure Centre was closed on Tuesday, May 7, after emergency services were called to the centre. Police say a woman who has not been named died at the sports centre due to a suspected medical event. Police say the death is not suspicious and is preparing a report for the coroner. High Quality, the waste management firm with plans to expand its operation in nearby Buller, is undertaking air quality assessments as part of its application to the Environmental Protection Agency. The company wants to build a waste-to-energy plant at its Sunbury Road site, but before permission is granted, a public exhibition will be held either later this year or early 2025. We have a full report at sunburylife.au. The poor condition of some of the state-owned houses in Hume has caught the attention of city councillors. They've invited the Minister for Housing, Harriet Shing MP, to Hume to hear about her department's shortcomings. Here's what Hume City Councillor Joseph Hawil had to say.
In the more egregious situations, there are some of these properties that present real health and safety hazards, such as fire risks, odour nuisances, vermin and unstable structures.
Hume City Councillor Joseph Hawil. He also says Hume City Council has found itself in an untenable position when responding to the safety concerns of residents worried about the state of their homes. Back to Sunbury now, and Station Street in Sunbury is to be extended to Horn Street after Hume City councillors voted to rename a section of Gap Road. Also on the cards is a plan to realign a section of Station Street to correct what Sunbury councillor Jarrah Bell calls a geographic anomaly since the removal of the railway level crossing. And it's good news for those who have a NAB bank account. The Sunbury branch of NAB Bank is to reopen in July following its closure in February that left its account holders high and dry. This week, a NAB spokesperson says the Brook Street branch has been shut due to work on the building's flooring. And a Sunbury man is smiling this week. He won more than $700,000 with lotto numbers he's been playing for 10 years. His ticket was bought at the Sunbury Square Lotto and News on the corner of Macedon and Evans Streets. The winner says he won't be shopping at Aldi anymore. Time now to turn to our Sunbury Life What's On section. The last of the current visitor days to Building 22 at Jackson's Hill is on Saturday, May 11. The former asylum building that will form part of the town's arts and cultural precinct will be open between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. And the Sunbury Art Society's annual show is running until Saturday, May 11 at the Boiler House, Jackson's Hill. That'll be open Saturday, 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Sunbury State Emergency Services Unit has an open day planned for Saturday, May 25 at its base in McDougall Road. There'll be demonstrations of cutting equipment and visitors will be able to take a closer look at its emergency service vehicles. Also on Saturday, May 25, the first Sunbury Scout Group is holding an event at its Miller Street Hall. For more information on what's going on across Sunbury, check out sunburylife.au. And that's your news for this week. I'll be on Sunbury Radio on Sunday evening, 6 p.m. until 8, playing the week's new jazz releases. Meanwhile, keep up to date at sunburylife.au for your local news and events. And if you have news to share, then do let us know, because if it matters to Sunbury, it matters to us. My name is Steve Hart. Thank you so much for listening. Have yourself a great week.